madness.
Yep.
This is another diary of a mediocre golfer who's crazy this morning. It's rained so much already this morning and already in the last few days that it is a ludicrous idea to be heading down to Fota Island Golf Club to play golf. In fact, I put myself down to play both Saturday and Sunday this weekend. I'm desperately trying to catch up with the fact that I had a period of time during which I didn't play at all, about a three-week period. And even though I got 34 points last weekend, I'm still really struggling to put the old game together, and I badly need practice. But of course, I haven't had practice during the week. I'm just going down to play in yet another competition. So it is laden skies, Haynes grey, dark grey sky. The wind seems to have died down, thank goodness, although it's not completely gone. So parts of Fota Island Golf Club are fairly exposed. So that won't make it all that easy. The business of playing golf on a wet day is horrid. I have to say, there is nothing I like at all about playing in a situation where I can hardly grip the club. And the possibility of the club flying out of my hands will be there. So I'm going to have to develop a method of forgetting that, because you can't follow the great advice, commit to every shot fully. You can't actually do that if you're saying to yourself, I must hold back on the swing now in case the club falls out of my hand. Surgical gloves is really what I wish I'd had a packet of at home. I've been told that the best thing for gripping a golf club on a wet day are surgical gloves, as opposed to any of the golf gloves that you can buy over the counter. Now, I probably have one of these wet weather golf clubs in the bag, but I've never found them to be particularly effective when the rain pours down a lot. On top of that, my waterproofs aren't that good. I mean, I suppose I should invest in a new set of waterproofs. The set I have are fairly old, and I think that they leak. So I'm likely also to get water in through my golf shoes, and that'll be unpleasant enough. The only good thing I've done this morning so far is, in relation to the golf, is take an anti-inflammatory. That means I won't actually... the knees won't hurt when I get to about hole number 14. And I did take the battery out of the boot of the car last night and charge it overnight. So I've got a bit of help as regards getting around the golf course. Now let me tell you something about Fota Island in wet conditions. I expect it to be pretty good as golf courses go, really. Now, of course, maybe the course will be closed. Although I did ring up this morning to be told that my tea time was 9 o'clock, and they didn't tell me the course was shut. So, but Fota can absorb an awful lot of water because there's a huge amount of sand on it. So I do, that's one of the advantages it would have over a number of other courses. I've played courses in the past where the soil underneath is very thick, dense and impermeable in some cases, like would be the kind of soil where you'd be able to get clay from to make pots. So that kind of situation is not one that I'm facing in Fota. There's very little to be said except to convey the feeling of apprehension that this is going to be a really unpleasant experience. It reminds me, I used to play in a four ball in the UK, and we were intrepid. We'd play in any weather. And I decided that the best mentality to be in was the one where I hoped that the weather would get even worse, in the hope that I'd be the last man standing and would thereby win the prize, whatever it was, however much money we played for or whatever we played for. Actually, that's a small point. I find myself playing here in Fota often, in fact nearly always, with somebody I have no idea who I'm going to be playing with, because I don't have a regular four ball that I play with here in Fota. But we never play for any money at all. I kind of wish we did. I think it's rather nice to go out and say, well, we'll have, you know, 5 euros on the first nine, or even 1 euro on the first nine, 1 euro on the second nine, and 2 euros overall. It's just a symbolic handing over of the money. Usually it's from me to the other person, but one can live in hope, you know. So that's it. Look, if you're going out onto the golf course yourself, or I hope you're going out in better conditions, because I'm going to take a photograph of this guy, and it really wouldn't encourage you. My good friend Jonathan Arm from South Africa, in case you're listening to this, Jonathan, this is the kind of weather you've never played in ever in your life, except on that one occasion where we played on La Hinch, and I found out that, you know, South Africans don't play in the rain because of the risk of lightning. Well, there's no risk of lightning here in Cork, I would say, but there's a risk of something that could be could do more permanent, could make me more permanently affected. Okay, there we go. Saturday morning, Diary of a Mediocre Golfer, continuing to love the game.